right, 2-2-6, welcome to the knob. Follow me.
I'm dipped in shit. You meet.
You dude's gonna love the knob for fucking ever.
6-5 and a wake up. Oh, Lord.
There you are, buddy.
What's the delay up on point? You having compass trouble again, Wolf?
Come on, yeah.
Get a move on, boy.
Ain't gonna bite you.
That's good, good. Good and dead.
Two actual moving out. Six says we're jamming them up back there. Over.
Tell that dipshit to get her fucked.
This is 2-5. Be advised. We're moving out shortly. Out.
What the hell's the matter with you, Taylor? You are one simple son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, Sergeant.
Get that other cherry up here. Gardner.
And the doc.
Gardner, doc, up.
Run on the doc to the front. That's the back.
Gardner, get your ass up the hill, you fat fuck.
Hurry up, bubble butt.
Ants. I got ants all over my neck. I got some red ants. Quite some killers. Black ants are the worst.
Hurry up, Lord Ass.
Just a little.
Don't drink too much.
Look, I don't want you drinking anymore, all right? I don't want you cramping up.
You're humping too much stuff, Troop. You don't need half this shit. I'll haul it for you. But next time you check with me first, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Sarge. You okay?
D-E-R-E. It's D-E-A-R. And Sarah ain't got no two R's, King. Damn, you dumb.
It don't make no difference. She know what I mean. She don't read too good, no how.
Look at this shit. Pork again. Hey, man, won't you let me have that turkey loaf for this pork shit, man? Just today. I can't eat this shit, how?
What you been smoking, Junior?
I hope you don't get that laundry gig. I hope Manny get it. Because your ass is to hump, hump, and hump. Hey, white boy. What you waiting for? That hole ain't gonna dig itself. Come on, boy. Get your dick skin on that thing. Dig. We can got all day. Dig, dig.
Somebody once wrote, "Hell is the impossibility of reason." That's what this place feels like. Hell. I hate it already, and it's only been a week. Some goddamn week, Grandma. Boy, dig, dig. The hardest thing I think I've ever done is go on point 3 times this week. I don't even know what I'm doing. A gook could be standing 3 feet in front of me and I wouldn't know it. I'm so tired. We get up at 5 a.m., hump all day, camp around 4 or 5, dig a foxhole, eat, then put out an all-night ambush or a 3-man listening post in the jungle. It's scary because nobody tells me how to do anything because I'm new. Nobody cares about the new guys. They don't even want to know your name. The unwritten rule is a new guy's life isn't worth as much because he hasn't put his time in yet. And they say if you're going to get killed in the NAM, it's better to get it in the first few weeks. The logic being, you don't suffer that much. If you're lucky, you get to stay in the perimeter at night. And then you pull a 3-hour guard shift. So maybe you sleep 3-4 hours a night. But you don't really sleep. I don't think I can keep this up for a year, Grandma. I think I've made a big mistake coming here.
Mm-hmm. We got buku movement.
First battalion just got hit 15 clicks north of here.
Charlie had claymore strung up in the trees. Blew a whole fucking platoon to pieces. Bad shit.
Yeah. I got 2 lieutenants and captain.
Jesus.
All right, Sergeant, who do you want on ambush?
Weiss, you take your squad out. Warren, you stay in, but I need Texan Jr. from your squad.
Roger that.
Okay, move out in 2-0 mics.
I thought it was O'Neill's turn tonight.
No. Tubbs and Morehouse are short. Pugh Shang is going on R&R tomorrow, and you want to send them out on an ambush?
You got the fresh meat, buddy.
They don't know shit, Barnes, and chances are we're going to run into something. Think about it.
That's just great, Bob. What do you want me to do? Send one of my guys out to get zapped so some lame ass just in from the world can get his beauty sleep? Nah.
Hey, O'Neill, take a break. You don't have to be a prick every day of your life, you know.
Elias, get your men ready.
This guy's in 3 years. He thinks he's Jesus fucking Christ or something.
O'Neill, your short timers stay in, but you go out. I need veterans out there.
Sergeant Barnes? Sergeant. I think in front of the men, it's necessary for me to give the orders.
Yes, sir.
It looks like it's gonna rain.
It's gonna piss on us all night. I'm gonna put a serious case of crotch rot on that ugly face of yours, Junior.
God damn, man. You break your ass, white man. I'm just as right.
What's O'Neill got? A nose up the lieutenant's ass already? How come we always get fucking ambushed?
Because it's politics, man. Politics.
Hey, Chris. Did I show you a picture of Lucy Jean?
No, you didn't.
She's the one for me, all right. That Lucy Jean. She's waiting for me, too.
Yeah, she's real pretty. You're a lucky guy, Garner.
Hey, you got a picture of your girl? I guess that leaves some unlucky girl back at home, don't it?
Tuck this in. Chick in this. Don't need this. Turn around. Come on. Tex, you got Junior and Taylor here on your position.
God damn it, Elias. Don't mess with my pig. I ain't getting greased on this bush tonight, so you keep this sorry cheese dick off my ass.
You got Taylor. Gardner, you're with me. Look, in case anything happens to you, you get lost or separated, don't yell out, okay?
Okay.
Just sit tight, and we'll get you.
All right.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee, and I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. I come from Alabama with my band.
Mom and Dad didn't want me to come here. They wanted me to be just like them. Respectable, hardworking, a little house, a family. They drove me crazy with their goddamn world, Grandma. You know, Mom. I guess I've always been sheltered and special. I just want to be anonymous, like everybody else. Do my share for my country. Live up to what Grandpa did in the First War, and Dad did in the Second. Well, here I am, anonymous, all right. With guys nobody really cares about. They come from the end of the line, most of them. Small towns you never heard of. Pulaski, Tennessee. Brandon, Mississippi. Pork Bend, Utah. Wampum, Pennsylvania. 2 years high school is about it. Maybe if they're lucky, a job waiting for them back in a factory. But most of them got nothing. They're poor. They're the unwanted. Yet they're fighting for our society and our freedom. It's weird, isn't it? At the bottom of the barrel, and they know it. Maybe that's why they call themselves grunts. Because a grunt can take it. Can take anything. They're the best I've ever seen, Grandma. The heart and soul.
Hey, Taylor. Hey. Cheese dick, you're up.
What?
You're up.
You sure you know how to work the claymores, dude?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Lick the safety off and bang on that sucker 3 times.
3 times, I got it.
Don't catch any Z's on me, buddy, or I'll sling your sorry ass. You hear me?
Okay.
Maybe I finally found it, way down here in the mud. Maybe from down here I can start up again, be something I can be proud of without having to fake it, be a fake human being. Maybe I can see something I don't yet see or learn something I don't yet know. I miss you. I miss you very much. Tell Mom I miss her too. Chris.
Take this.
On here.
Don't lie to me, Doc. How bad is it?
He let him walk right up on us. He was sleeping on his goddamn ship.
No, I did not.
Big Harold, you keep an eye on him. You don't let him go into shock.
Shut up. Shut up and take the pain. Take the pain!
Hey, little guy, you'll be okay, okay? Don't worry.
Big Harold, do you know if you're gonna die? Do you feel like everything's just gonna be fine?
Don't give me that morbid bullshit. About to get out of here. They're gonna give you 3 hot meals a day. White sheets. Them pretty white nurses. They're gonna give you blowjobs, you pay them enough. I heard all about them white dishes.
Don't baby talking, man. The cocksucker fell asleep. He let him walk right up on us. He don't do shit.
Just shut up, Junior. You relax, okay, man? It's not so bad. Diane. How long?
My bird's on the way, man. Hang in there. You're gonna make it. Come on, Gardner. Hang in there. You're gonna make it. Come on. Don't quit. Come on, Gardner. Help me. Don't give up.
Y'all take a good look at this lump of shit. Remember what it looks like. You fuck up in a firefight and I goddamn guarantee you a trip out of the bush. In a body bag. Out here, assholes, you keep your shit wired tight at all times. And that goes for you, shit for brains. You don't sleep on no fucking ambush. And the next some bitch I catch copping Z's in the bush, I'm personally gonna take an interest in seeing them suffer. I shit you not. Doc, tag him and bag him.
I didn't fall asleep, Sergeant. It was Junior.
Your face chicken shit.
You in big trouble, boy.
Excuses are like assholes, Taylor. Everybody got one.
Knock it off. We got 2 men need attention here. Police up your extra ammo and frags. Don't leave nothing for the dinks. Junior. Tony. Kerry Gardner.
Man, I'd be alive if you had a few more days to learn something.
Light duty. 3 days worth.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, too bad we in base camp anyway.
What do you got, beers?
Yeah. Just stole me some from the top supply.
Yeah.
Shit, he'd been stealing it from us anyway.
Hey, Taylor! How are you, back?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Hey, King, where'd you get those beers, boy?
I found it.
Oh, you found it. You're going on reports on now.
Yeah, both of you come with me. I got a little job for you. Mother...
sure for this shit, man. They're always fucking with us. No letter.
Politics, man. Fucking politics. That O'Neill, he's got his nose so far up Top's ass, he's gotta be Pinocchio.
39 and a wake up, a pause for the calls, and I'm a gone motherfucker. Back to the world.
I hear you, man. Broke 100 the other day.
No shit.
92 left to go. April 17th. Zeroes, man. Home to California. Sitting outside, checking out the babes on the beach. The surfing's gonna be good.
March, man, in Tennessee. Snip the pines. Snipping that cross mountain pussy down by the river. Woo! Hot damn, boy.
Hey, Taylor. How long you got left?
300 and what?
32. 332 days.
Seen Lloyd, my boy.
I can't even remember when I was 332, man. You gotta, like, count backwards or something, you know? Like, you got 40 days in. I mean, think positive, dude.
Hey, Taylor. How in the fuck you get here anyway? Hey, you look educated.
I volunteered for it.
You do what?
I volunteered. I dropped out of college and told them I wanted the infantry, combat, Vietnam.
You volunteered for this shit, man?
Believe that?
He was a crazy fucker. Giving up college?
Didn't make much sense. I wasn't learning anything. I figured why should just the poor kids go off to war and the rich kids always get away with it?
Oh, I see. What we got here is a crusader.
Sounds like it.
Shit. You gotta be rich in the first place to think like that.
Everybody know.
The poor always being fucked over by the rich. Always have, always will.
Wow.
I tell you what, you'd be cool. I introduce you around to some of the heads.
What are the heads?
Later, man. What's up, bro? Your Highness has arrived.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, thought you was hanging Teddy Care Booty. Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. 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 All right. Yeah.
What you doing in the underworld, Taylor?
Well, this here ain't Taylor. Taylor been shot. This man here is Chris. He been resurrected.
You lame, Taylor?
A what?
Are you lame or something?
Go ahead, old man. Smoking. Get here.
This shit's in the wind, Troop. Ah.
Bah.
Hey, man, what's up there, brother? Why you doing?
Do that body better to the right. Bah. Nah.
You're weird, man.
You're a child learner. Right, don't waste time with you.
First time?
Yeah.
Then the worm has definitely turned for you, man. Feel good?
Yeah, it feels good.
I got no pain in my neck, man.
Feeling good's good enough. Put your mouth on this.
We don't smoke marijuana.
Man, where the hell is everybody, man? They're getting high, that's what. Bunch of hopheads, they think there's something special, man. Listen to that. That's a bad jam.
Redneck noise, dude. That's all it is. make about as much sense as you do. All them chucks be rapping about how they losing their hoe. Saying how they ain't got no bread for beer. Fuck that hunky shit. Gotta give me some Motown jams, dig it?
Man, what are you talking shit for, man? Hey, Junior, you ever smoke any shit?
That's right, dude. You see, y'all be trying to keep the black man down and string him out on that shit. The time be's coming, my man. When the black man throw that yoke off. Simple. Free your mind, your ass will follow.
Yeah, I could dig it, man. You smoke that shit, everything kind of gets weird, you know what I mean? You hear that story about the gooks putting chemicals in the grass so we don't fight, so we become pacifists?
Yeah, well, don't you worry, Bunny. You's a killer anyway, man.
Yeah, but I still like a piece of pussy once in a while. Ain't nothing like a piece of pussy, except maybe the Indy 500.
Only way you get some pussy, man, is the bitch dies and wills it to you. And then, maybe.
How's it going, buddy?
Healthy.
Check it out. You like that? Terrific. I sent it home. Hey, Junior.
Lieutenant.
Hello, sir. Hey, Rodriguez, that's quite a shrine you got there.
Thank you, sir.
You, need anything?
No, sir.
On the floor of the hospital, okay?
Yeah,
no, no, wait a minute. This guy's easily 3-4 times my size. No, no, because I got him in the O'Neill death grip. He don't want his shit to go blind, for Christ's sake. Hey, what do you say there, LT?
How you doing there, Red?
Well, not good, not good. This cocksucker's got every card in the deck.
Poor house. Look like you're doing all right there, Sergeant.
Yeah, and I ain't even cheating yet.
Hey, Lieutenant, some Kentucky windage.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Why, Lieutenant?
Nah. Wouldn't want to get raped by you guys.
Why is that, Lieutenant? What are you saving up to be?
Jewish. I gotta run. I'll catch you men later. Enjoy yourselves tonight.
Well, that is one sorry-ass motherfucker.
What you say there, Bob? Guy like that make it? Yes or no? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I have to tell you, that's precisely what I saw. I mean, sometimes I just look at a guy, and I know this fellow's not going to make it.
Just no fucking way.
Yeah, I'm going now.
Just another day, staying alive. There's been a lot of movement near the Cambodian border. Regiments of NVA moving across. A lot of little firefights, ambushes. We drop a lot of bombs, then we walk through the jungle like ghosts in a landscape.
Morgan's up here. Over. 252. Roger, bunker's at point. Two actuals on the way.
Bravo 6, Bravo 6, Bravo 2. Be advised, there is a bunker complex up front.
Tunnel rat on the way down, over.
See you next week.
Up on that flank about 50 meters. Washington, you cover this side.
Yes, sir.
Get off your ass, Harold.
Oh, Christ, look at that, will you? The teapot's still boiling, man. They were just here.
Man, this is spooky, Santa. Let's get out of here. Watch it, watch it.
Look what we got, Sal.
We got maps.
We got S2
stuff.
Man, this
is gook stuff. Let's get out of here.
No, Sal, this is important. This is important.
Let's go.
Medic!
Holy gee!
We got
two men down, sir. There's an explosion. This man. We need help, sir. ASAP.
Move your ass out of here. Let's go. One round to get all you guys out. Rodriguez, move it. Junior, let's go.
Go, Lieutenant.
What?
Hell Six, we need engineers. This pod is crawling with traps.
They're on their way. Now listen, the NVA out of here been spotted in the village half a click down the river. Now, Six says we got to get there ASAP.
Okay.
Also, leave four of your men here and a medic, okay?
All right.
Move it out.
We had to get to the village before dark, so we left Elias with some men to keep looking and to wait for the engineers. But it was King who found him, about 1,000 yards downriver, not far from the village. It was the end of the mystery.
Motherfuckers.
The village, which had stood for maybe 1,000 years, didn't know we were coming that day. If they had, they would have run. Barnes was at the eye of our rage, and through him, our Captain Ahab. We would set things right again. That day, we loved him.
Boulay!
There he goes, Sarge.
Get him out.
Yeah, you got it, Sarge. Cut. Kevin Hop, let's go.
Get that stupid look off your face!
Hey, piggy, piggy. Hey, pig.
Get the fuck out of the hole! Move!
Get the fuck out of there. Let's go.
Man.
Come on, motherfucker.
Be cool. Be cool. They're scared, man. They're scared.
Oh, they're scared, huh? What about me, man? What about me? I'm sick of this fucking shit. Come on, motherfucker. Move. Watch this fucker.
Fuckers don't want to see, man. Who the fuck do you think they're fighting for, huh?
Got one more. Hey, hey. Ladai. Ladai.
Bang, bang, bang. No missing. Don't bang, don't bang. No missing.
Well, well. What have we here?
One, two, three, four, Mag 68, Czechoslovakian machine gun. Get two, four.
Lawrence, they got enough right here to see the whole fucking thing.
6-2, be advised.
Sergeant Warren, you bring that honcho over here. Tuck, get out of there. Junior, burn it.
What the fuck's the matter with you? I wasn't going to hurt you. Looked like I was going to fucking hurt you. Why didn't you listen to me, huh? Why? Why didn't you fucking listen to me? Fucking stupid! You stupid asshole!
Don't
get the fuck up here! Come here, motherfucker! Why are you smiling? Huh? Why the fuck didn't you listen to me?
Do him, man! Do him!
What are you smiling at, huh? You want something to smile at? Huh? You want something to smile at? Motherfucker! Yes, motherfucker!
He's crying your little hearts out about Sandy and Sal and Manny.
What's that about it, Bunny, huh? Let's go. What do you say?
Shit, you see that fucking head come apart, man? I never seen brains like that before, man. I bet you the old bitch runs the whole fucking show, man. She probably cut Manny's throat. She probably cut my balls off if she had the chance.
Honey, we leave now. Nobody saw a fucking thing. You understand? We're barreling on a fucking thing.
Come on, man. Let's fucking do her, man. Let's do this whole fucking village.
Scars on this Duke honcho, Sarge.
Get out of here, Tubbs.
Come back so long, guys.
Yeah. Where to get these wounds? Hey, Shao Boku Tell.
Louis Vuitton, see me, Bobum.
Says he was hitting a bombing ray.
The thing for sure.
Ask him why his weapons were here.
Says they had no choice.
Says the NVA killed the old honcho when he said no. Now he says all the rice is theirs.
Oh, bullshit, Lerner. Who the hell is the goat we nail on the riverbanks?
I be bong out on Kiyachong. We come big. Hang Roy. Come tie you, you come.
He doesn't know. He says that the NVA ain't been around in a couple of months. Which maybe it was a scout or something. Sorry.
Yeah, sure, a scout. What about the fucking rice and the weapons? Who they for? An LVC! That cocksucker knows what I'm saying. He understands. Don't you, Pop?
Goddamn right he does.
You bick! You bick!
And he's lying through his teeth! Come on! Wait the fucker, then do you talk.
Turn LVC! Wait the LVC! An LVC!
He
swears he doesn't know anything. He hates the NVA, but they come when they want and they just take the place.
What's the bitch saying?
I don't know. She's going on about the why we killing the pigs, they're farmers, they gotta make a living, all that kind of shit.
Jesus!
Oh, my God.
I'm not dying.
You kill him. He starts talking, or I'm going to waste more of him. Tell him, Leonard!
Nói vùng không trông chê khá cái đảo.
Tôi không đi.
Tôi đi.
Tôi không đi. Tôi đi. Tôi không đi.
Tôi không đi.
Tôi không đi. Tôi không đi. Tôi không đi.
Let's go for it. Let's do the whole fucking village. Come on, Dutch, what the fuck are we waiting for? Let's go, Marie! This is his daughter, right? Right?
Burn!
What the fuck do you think you're doing? Stay out of this, Elias. This ain't your show. You ain't a firing squad, you piece of shit!
Get him!
Come on, Burn! Come on, Burn!
Elias, no, no, no!
Much light left.
Lieutenant, why the fuck didn't you do something?
What are you talking about?
You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Elias.
All right, move it out. Let's go. You heard the lieutenant. Move it out. Taylor, let's go for Christ's sake. Move it out. Please drop the weapons. Let's go.
Come on, Harold.
Tell him the fuck is your problem, Taylor. It's the fucking thing.
She's a fucking human being, man. Fuck you.
Full of fucking cherry, Taylor.
Fucking animal. All of you, you fucking animal.
Fucking man. Fuck. You don't belong in
the knob, man. This ain't your place at all.
Don't fucking get it, do you, man? You just don't fucking get it.
It's okay.
Get out of there!
Come on, guys. Please up your dicks. Let's get out of here.
I did.
That dink was reported to me as NVA by Sergeant Barnes, sir.
My report, sir, will include Lieutenant Wolf as being witness to the shooting.
All right, lass.
Staff Sergeant Barnes?
Sir!
I want a full report from you on this when we get back to the CP.
You got it, Diawee, and I can throw in plenty of eyewitnesses if you want, sir.
Not now, goddammit, not now. We'll get into this when we get back to the base camp, and I can promise you something. If I find out there was an illegal killing, there will be a court-martial. Right now, I need every man in the field, and you two will cease fire. Staff Sergeant Barnes, Sergeant Elias, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're going back into that NVA bunker complex tomorrow, this time from the east. You people get some rest and be back up here at the CP at 1900 for a briefing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. You think these chucks give a fuck about you and me? Just as well been you, Harold. You got in Barnes' way. And that bunny? That motherfucker's crazy. And he scares me, man. He just scares me.
Look, the blood's getting too hung up on all this shit. These gooks are a lot smarter than you think. You know, Barnes knows the shit, man. They was NVA every last one of them. Now, he's taken us this far, right? He'll take us the rest of the way.
I don't know, Holmes. I mean, a Christian don't go around a village cutting off heads and shit. Shit is really getting out of hand, man. It's blown way out of control. Seems to me that you don't seem to know the difference the way you shoot up that shit all the time.
I don't know, brothers. But I'm hurting real bad inside.
Hey, don't worry about it, Sergeant. Elias won't be able to prove a thing. He's a troublemaker.
Elias is a water walker.
Like them politicians in Washington trying to fight this war with one hand tied around their balls. Ain't no need or time for a courtroom out here.
Let's go.
Sarge? Thanks, bud.
How'd it go there, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, that way, Sarge. Fucking Elias, man. He's a fucking rat, that's what he is. He's gonna get everybody in this platoon in deep shit. Somebody ought to frag his ass.
So what do you think there, Bob? Gonna be an investigation or what? Bob?
O'Neill, man, you worry too much. Sergeant, take care of him.
It's a beautiful night.
Yeah. I love this place at night. The stars. There's no right or wrong in them. They're just there.
That's a nice way of putting it. Barnes has got it in for you, doesn't he?
Barnes believes in what he's doing.
And you? You believe?
I'm 65. Yeah. Now. No. What happened today is just the beginning. We're going to lose this war.
Come on. You really think so? Us?
We've been kicking other people's asses for so long, I figure it's time we got ours kicked.
Day by day, I struggle to maintain not only my strength, but my sanity. It's all a blur. I have no energy to write. I don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore. The morale of the men is low. A civil war in the platoon. Half the men with Elias, half with Barnes. There's a lot of suspicion and hate. I can't believe we're fighting each other when we should be fighting them. Counting days and the 6 inches in front of my face, not much else. Hope things are well, Grandma. Tell Mom and Dad I... Well, just tell them. Chris.
Hey, big boy. I know you thought you had that laundry gig all laid out.
Hell, I gotta paint myself white just to give me one of them fucking jobs.
It's all right. I got my request in for a circumcision. I'm gonna get my big ass out of here. What you gonna do? Become a rabbi?
What you gonna do with that little flap, boy?
All right! Move it up!
Don't drink that, asshole. You're gonna get malaria.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's go.
Just fucking waiting for us here. Who's on point? Leonard and Warren.
I don't know where he goes.
Concern, you asshole! Get some fire pot!
Right!
Plank. I can work right up on it.
Give me a turn. Look, Elias, I know. We got four down up. What do you want to do?
Lieutenant.
Fucking run, platoon. Tell those assholes to get up here.
Spies, what are you doing down here?
Turn. This hole's back here.
Who's coming up here? Where here?
Things get men in these holes. They got us caught in a crossfire. We'll shoot each other to shit.
Sounds pretty far out to me, Elias. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, drang in 66. They cut us to fucking pieces. I need three men.
Turn, you got them. Take off.
Keep pouring off that cover fire. I don't want to be stuck out there with my ass hanging in the breeze.
You don't tell me how to run my way.
You go,
crying and rat fucking the brigade on your own time. But out here, you belong to me. Now move!
Barnes!
Get that asshole O'Neill up here!
Oh, no, this is two! Be advised, move your...
Across this line. Shoot anything that moves. They'll be coming from over there.
Gotcha.
Any one of them gets through, you're truly fucked.
Where the hell are you going?
Down by the river, about 100 meters. In case they try to flank us. Third platoon's coming up to our rear, so watch for them.
Hey, can I go with you?
No. We'll move faster alone.
Let Artie do a little bit of work here. You tell everybody to pull back to the church. We linked up with 3rd Platoon. You got that?
What about life? We can pull back if we cut off.
You just haul ass too, Lieutenant.
I'll get him. Get him out.
Thank you.
got two of them fuckers, man.
I got one.
Ho Chi Minh sucks the dick! Crawford! Oh, man.
Kiss my ass, man. I never thought I'd get hit.
The lung, babe. You got two of them fuckers.
Where's Lies?
Sarge, there's a bunch of goose came through there. We got three of them fuckers.
Hey! Did you hear the arty shift? We're pulling back. Now get your wounded man and get the fuck back to church. Get going.
But Elias is still out there, Sarge.
Taylor, I'll get him. You get Crawford in. Now before you Article 15 both your asses. Move! Come on. Move it!
Lost is dead. Fall back with the platoon. Get going.
He's dead?
Yeah. Yeah, he's back there about 100 meters.
You saw him? Where?
He's dead. There's gooks all over the goddamn place. Get moving.
I know that he killed him. I saw his eyes when he came back in.
How do you know the dinks didn't get him? You got no proof, man.
Proof's in the eyes, man. When you know, you know. You were there, Ron. I know what you were thinking. I say we frag that fucker tonight.
I go with that. Knife or knife.
I say let military justice do the job on him.
Come on. Fuck the military justice. Are you joking me? Whose story you think they're going to believe? O'Neill's? Bunny's? Wolf's? Bullshit.
Shit, man, you try that, and Bummets will shove it right back up your ass with a candle on it.
Well, then what do you suggest we do, huh?
I suggest y'all watch your own asses, because Bond's going to be coming down on Oliver.
You was going to forget about Elias and all the good times you done had right in here?
Shit, you trying to cure the headache by cutting off the head. Elias didn't ask you to fight his battles for him. And if there's a heaven, and God, I hope there is... I know he's sitting up there drunk as a fucking monkey and smoking shit. Because he's done left his pains down here.
You're wrong, man. Any way you cut it, Barnes is a fucking murderer.
Right on.
Taylor, I remember when you first came in here telling me how much you admired the bastard.
I was wrong.
Wrong? You ain't never been right about nothing. And dig this, you assholes, and dig it good. Barnes been shot 7 times. And he ain't dead. Does that mean anything to you, huh? Bonds ain't meant to die. The only thing that could kill Bonds is Bonds.
Talking about killing?
Hmm? Y'all experts? Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. You smoke this shit so to escape from reality? Me, I don't need this shit. I am reality. There's the way it ought to be, and there's the way it is. Elias was full of shit. Elias was a crusader. Now, I got no fight with any man that does what he's told. And when he don't, the machine breaks down. And when the machine breaks down, we break down. And I ain't gonna allow that. Many of you. Not one. You all love lies.
You want to kick ass. Yeah. Well, here I am, all by my lonesome. And ain't nobody gonna know. Six you boys against me. Kill me. I shit on all you.
You motherfucker!
Come on, man. Go.
Get him. Oh, fuck.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, boy. Come on. Come on.
Easy, Bond. Don't do it. You go think you're down, LBJ, man. 10 years for enlisted, man. 10 years. Climb the fucking walls, man. Don't do it.
Death? What do you all know about death?
They sent us back into the valley the next day, about 2,000 meters from Cambodia, into a battalion perimeter. It felt like we were returning to the scene of a crime. Alpha Company had been hit hard the day before by a sizable force, and Charlie Company had been probed that night. There were other battalions in the valley. We weren't the only ones, but we knew we were going to be the bait to lure them out. And somewhere out there was the entire 141st NVA Regiment.
Motherfuckers trying to pull some shit on Charlie Company last night. They found maps on them, man. Got a friend of battalion. Says they had every fucking foxhole here fixed on it. Distances, tree lines, claymores, everything.
This is bad, man. I got bad vibes here.
I also heard we're in fucking Cambodia right now.
Cambodia? Man, you kidding me.
Where did you see me, sir?
Yeah, Ramucci. Looks like you got Elias' squad now.
Squad, sir? I know we're still referring to this platoon in terms of squads.
All right, look. I want you to take those two holes right there and there. You're tying it off with Barnes up here, King down there.
Yeah. Begging your pardon, sir. My two holes are far enough apart you can run a regiment through them and never see them. I have 5 live bodies left, sir.
Look, I don't want to hear your problems, Ramucci. You get new men any day. Meantime, you make do like everybody else, okay?
I didn't ask for this job.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to hear it, because tell you the truth, I don't give a shit, okay? Just don't give a flying fuck anymore.
Right.
I'm glad I ain't going with him. Somewhere out there is the beast, and he's hungry tonight. What a fucking bummer. 10 days and I wake up and I'm still dealing with this shit.
What's the matter with you, man? How come you ain't writing nobody?
What about your folks? That grandma you was telling me about? Girl? You got a mother and father, don't you? There must be somebody.
Nah, there's no money.
You've been smoking too much of this shit, too. Gotta control that, bring a man down. I remember when you first come out here to the bush. You was green as that.
Did you ever get caught in a mistake that you just can't get out of, King?
Okay. Way out of anything, man. Just keep your pecker hard and your powder dry, and the worm will turn. How many days you show?
Nah, it's not just me. That's the way the whole thing works. People like Elias get wasted. People like Barnes just go on making up the rules any way they want. So what do? Sit in the middle and suck on it. We just don't add up to dry shit, King.
Whoever said we did, man? All you got to do is make it out of here. And it's all gravy. Every day, the rest of your life, gravy. Oh, shit, super lifer.
Hey, King, collect up your shit. Your orders just come through.
Oh, look, man, don't fuck with me.
Oh, what do you need, a written invitation, for Christ's sake?
Cocksucker, oh, wow. The lifers that made a mistake. They cut me some slack, Taylor.
Look, you get your pig to Rodriguez. You got 10 minutes to make the last fucking chopper out of here, man. Because if you're not on it, I'm gonna be. Taylor Francis is coming up.
That's great, King. I'm happy for you, man. You're taking on home for me, okay? You got my address. You know where you can get a hold of me anytime, right?
I got a DD, man. I don't want to miss that chopper. You okay?
Yeah.
Remember now, take it easy. Don't think too much. Don't you be no fool. Remember, ain't no such thing as a coward out here. Don't mean nothing. My man.
I'll walk you out.
Take it easy, King.
I'm gonna take it anywhere I can get it, brother.
I hear you. Later.
My foot is fucked up.
Stop, man. Don't touch this. I gotta get a little chopper, man.
So what's the problem? Because he can't walk.
Shit.
Martin, get your boots on. And the next time I catch you spraying skeeter repellent on your fucking feet, I'm gonna court-martial your nigger ass.
Well, then court-martial me, motherfucker! Bust my ass! Send me a fucking long bin! You do your fucking work! You white folks have got your last clip out of Junior!
O'Neill, give me that centipede.
Sorry?
Yeah, that long, hairy, red and black bastard I found in the ammo crate. I'm gonna put it in this boy's cross, see if he can walk.
I remember now.
Hey! Now hold up, man! Just hold up and wait, all right? Fuck it, I'll walk! I'll fucking walk, man!
Fucking pussy, man. Hey, Sarge, I gotta have him in my home.
Yeah.
Bob? Like to speak 2 minutes?
Just take it over.
I'd like to speak to you. Bob?
Yeah, what is it?
Bob, I got a license to R&R. It's coming up in 3 days. I was thinking about going to Hawaii. I see Patsy. Hey, Bob, come on. I never asked for a fucking thing over here. You know, I was thinking maybe... Well, to be honest with you, I was hoping you'd put me on a chopper with King out of here. What do you say there, Chief Rooney?
I can't do that for you, Red. We need every swinging dick in the field, and you know that.
Hey, Bob, come on. You can talk to me, for Christ's sake. All I'm asking you for is 3 fucking days here.
I am talking to you, Red, and I'm telling you no. Get back in your foxhole.
Bob, I got a bad feeling on this one, all right? I mean, I got a bad feeling. I don't think I'm going to make it out of here. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Everybody got to die sometime, Red.
Oh.
was a fucking ambush. We ain't gonna wait until later. It's fucking coming now, man. I fucking know.
You know, Junior, some of the things we've done, man, I don't feel like we've done something wrong. Sometimes, man, you get this bad feeling. I told the Padre the truth, man. I like it here. Get to do what you want. Nobody fucks with you. The only worry you got is dying. And if that happens, you won't know about it anyway. So what the fuck, man?
Shit. I gotta be in this hole with you, man. Just know I shouldn't have come.
Don't you worry, Junior. You're hanging with Artie Murphy here, my man.
Bravo 3, Bravo 3, Bravo 6. Send me a grid. Send me a grid. Over.
Yes, sir. I've been down. Down the fucking trees.
Okay, 3 Alpha, now calm down, son. I'll get you a fire mission ASAP. Smoke will be first.
Lieutenant Smith, radio man listening, sir. I don't know where the map is, Captain. No, around us, sir. Only hundreds of them. I can hear them talking to him.
Okay, 3 Alpha, now spot that smoke and tell me where to shift. Just calm down, son. Hang in there. We'll get you out. Just tell me where the rounds hit. Over. Alpha 6, how about those rounds, son? Can you adjust fire? Over. Three Alpha 6, if you can't talk, son, just key your handset twice. Over.
Rodriguez is old. You don't identify itself, fucking blow it away, okay? Two, airstrikes coming in. They're gonna be laying snake and nape. Don't get out of your fucking hole. Stay right here, man. They're probing us. They're gonna be going up and down this line all night trying to get through. All right, stay here. Stay cool. I'll be right back.
Go.
Now hold it. Hold it.
Three holes are down. They need help.
Okay, get two squads from Alpha down there right away. Go, go. Where's that goddamn airstrike?
Expend all remaining in my perimeter.
So
lovely fucking war. Bravo 6 out.
Roger, ask Bravo 6. Sir, we tell me it's your call. Get him in the hole down there. Hanged up, Bravo 6. We are coming cops from tree tops.
Go on, boy.
You all right? You what? Huh? Hey, Doc!
We need a medic up here! Come on, Elmo. Come on, Doc, we got wounded here!
You alone here, man?
Yeah. A bunch of fucking faggots, they all left me. Get out of here, boy. I'm going to see you in the hospital. We're going to get a high, high. Yes, sir.
Colonel O'Neill. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine, sir.
Well, that's good, because you got second platoon.
Yes, sir.
Not fight the enemy. We fought ourselves. And the enemy was in us. The war is over for me now, but it will always be there the rest of my days. As I'm sure Elias will be, fighting with Barnes for what Ra called possession of my soul. There are times since I've felt like the child born of those two fathers. But be that as it may, those of us who did make it have an obligation to build again, to teach to others what we know, and to try with what's left of our lives to find a goodness and meaning to this life.